A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voice, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." Listening to today's passage reminds me of stage directions in a play script. Imagine this. Jesus enters the stage from the right, heading through Samaria. He moves to center right stage through Galilee. He is on a journey to Jerusalem, off stage far left. Then, from deep center stage, a group of believers, 10 lepers, advance toward Jesus, calling to him. They too are on a journey. Mid-center stage, they stop at a distance from Jesus. Jesus stops, mid-right stage. They call out again. Jesus responds to their plea. The 10 believers turn, as directed by Jesus, and head to far-right stage. Jesus continues to mid-left stage toward Jerusalem. Then, one of the 10 stops, mid-center stage, eyes wide open, fully aware. And today, where are we in our own life script? Right stage, left stage, mid, right, center stage? Who makes up our group of believers with whom we journey? Co-workers who share our values? A spouse whom I pray with? Children, family, friends round the table as we ask God to bless the food in front of us? Or are we gathered in a different way? Such as on an expressway, all praying we get to our destination safely and punctual. Or maybe on a bus or a subway, and we see rosary beads woven among fingers, Bibles open on laps. Our group of believers, like the band of 10 lepers, all praying to the one Master, at a distance, but praying nonetheless as we are about the busyness of our lives, fulfilling the expected stage directions in our life script. This invitation from our passage today is not only to notice the group of believers we journey with. Perhaps more importantly, today's invitation is to let the profound realization of what God has done for us at this very moment bring us to a complete halt. The stage direction is stop. Stop right where we are. Look at ourselves. Deeply. Stop and see the light and beauty of your genuine self, bathed in the grace of God's own life. Let profound gratitude hold you. Stop. Breathe deeply of the divine breath coursing in and around you, filling your blood with oxygen and offering strength and purpose to your muscles and tendons. Lean into gratefulness. Hear the silence within your true self, where the songs of angels reverberate from the borders of your heart and soul. Stop. Stop center stage in the busyness of this day, long enough to fall on our knees at the feet of the God who created the universe and, yes, you. Stop. Turn. Go right up to this dear, gentle, loving God of ours and thank God for this truth, the truth of our goodness, this truth we touch. As you hear God say, "Stand up, my dear one. Your faith delights me. I love you. You are mine. Your faith is saving you."